Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. And now, play ball. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mosby for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Witt reaches second base with a double. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to third. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Witt scores. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewlett moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Tolleson moves to third. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi who is chasing the ball. Upshaw reaches third base with a triple. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kittle. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Kittle steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolleson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Schmidt covering. Safe. Mosby moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Witt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi scores. One out. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Jim Acker now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kittle moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Kittle moves to third. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. Kittle scores. Tolleson moves to second. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 4, White Sox, 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby bunts towards the mound. McKeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a line drive into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Upshaw moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Witt for a passed ball. Hewlett moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Acker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. One out. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.